Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, I am so totally jazzed that I get to talk to the people I get to talk with. But most of all, I get to hang out with Mr. Benny and Mr. Brian. Hello, Mr. B. How are you today?
We be good.
Oh, I love that. We be good. Yeah. We got the three B's, Brian, Benny, and Basili.
Or BBP.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. I have been waiting for this show, Benny, for like a really long time. And this show is with Dr. Alex Lloyd. Later on, Mary Jane Mack in studio, taking calls, just kicking it up. Here's the topic for today, and I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Lloyd join us. The connection, disease, and memories. My very special guest, Dr. Alex Lloyd, worldwide prominence in what he does. The Healing Codes is something that he not only founded, but it is an unprecedented way to heal anything in some of the most profound steps that you will ever be in front of. The Healing Code has been seen on USA Today, People, Time Magazine, many other print publications. He is known worldwide for the work that he does and for the demonstrations of healings that go far beyond any diagnosis, anything that anybody's doing. His book, The Healing Code, printed in more than 17 countries, 16 languages, number one bestseller in 11 categories. He's been on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and beyond. But here's the deal. Almost everyone I get to interview, including Dr. Alex, has had some profound thing happen in their life, something that is a game changer, someone that almost came close to losing their lives, because that's what fuels the passion and the purpose that you put behind your dream. When you come from this place that is so beyond, it's almost impossible not to take another action. So let's get ready to do this fabulous show. Dr. Alex, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hi, Dr. Pat. I always look so forward to talking to you. You just have this wonderful energy. I love it. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
It is great to have you here. And, you know, let's talk about the topic before we dig into this, the connection, disease, and memories. Let's talk about, first of all, what if anything, have you discovered about these things?
Well, I believe I have discovered some things, and a lot of what we do is not my discovery. It's medical tests and studies from Harvard and Stanford and Yale, NYU, Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and other medical schools all over the world who have been quietly behind the scenes doing research in the last about 6 or 7 years that hardly anybody has heard of because it doesn't hit the headlines most of the time, just because of the way things are kind of in the United States. But what they've been finding is that our concept of illness and disease and success and failure and even things like relationships, Dr. Pat, has been, you could put it one of several ways. You could put it in a nice way or a not so nice way. The nice way would be that it's been short-sighted and it's been limited. It's been far too limited as far as where our problems come from, where cancer and heart disease and things like that come from, and what needs to happen in order to fix them. Now, in 2001, I discovered what I call a wonderful, cool new screwdriver. Now, that's a metaphor. It's not a physical screwdriver, but a mechanism built into our bodies that, when turned on, heals the source of what causes cancer and heart disease, and us to not make as much money as we're capable of, and pretty much any problem that you could name. But it's not that there's really nothing magical to it. It's just turning on a mechanism in the body that until recently we didn't know was in the body, and you turn it on in a specific way. And that's not me saying it heals the source of disease. That's the mm-hmm. studies that very few people have heard about from
right.
places like Harvard, Stanford, and Yale.
Wow. You know, we are starting to learn so much. You know, years ago, if you were to write a book on the biology of belief or the
right.
healing code, people would... Dr. Alex, people, you probably know what it's like for people to be laughing you off the stage.
I know what I'm saying about that.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like now we're starting to see scientific evidence, which really we haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, we don't even know what we don't know about this, do we?
That's right. But Dr. Pat, you know what is so encouraging is this whole climate and culture is changing like a tidal wave. I'll give you an example. I live in a suburb of Nashville, Tennessee. And when I first started all this almost 11 years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, you know, I would tell people what I do, and Dr. Pat, they would kind of look at me, you know, and you knew as soon as you saw this look in their eye, okay, I shouldn't have even gone there. And then they'll say something like, "Oh, yeah, that's really interesting." And then, of course, they've got an appointment that they're late for. And I would tell the exact same thing to a person that I met in California or maybe in Europe. And they would say, "Oh, wow, that is awesome. How do I find out about that? I'd like to start doing that," okay? And so just 10 years ago, there was that kind of difference just in regions of the United States. About a week ago, a week and a half ago, I had something that really demonstrated that to me. I received a call from Charles Stanley. Now, for those of you who don't know, Charles Stanley is one of the most well-known preachers.
Uh-huh.
In the United States, and is considered by many people to be a rather conservative preacher, okay? Now, you may be thinking, okay, where's this guy going with this? I am not religious at all. I run from religion. It took me decades to recover from my religious upbringing, okay? But this is just an example of how these things are changing. Anyway, Dr. Stanley called me on the phone, said that he had the book, he had read it twice, he had marked it up, he had earmarked the pages, he thought it was wonderful, he was recommending it, he was sharing it with other people, and I got another call just a few days ago saying he's preached a couple of sermons referencing and related to the book from a very positive place. Well, Dr. Pat, 10 years ago, I can just guarantee you that never would have happened. No way. But we are really starting to get it, and it's changing the whole culture, and I love it.
Well, I am so with you, because people are being traumatized. And, you know, let's talk about this for a little bit. Let's, you know, we've got a lot we're going to talk about today, talking about memories and connections and disease. But let's talk about some of the situations that people are going through right now. Last show you and I did together, we talked about stress and, you know, and stressors in life. Now, Dr. Alex, these stressors are related to memories.
Right.
If somebody threatens you or threatens your, let's just take something simple. If somebody threatens you and threatens your reputation or threatens, you know, the very core of who you might be, that goes in to someplace in our brain and our brain waves.
Right.
That is a memory.
That's
people
right.
that experience abuse, for example.
Right.
That is a memory. And so how do those memories affect people, whether it's a day later a month later, a week later, a decade later? How do they affect people? And how does that relate to what we know as post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah. You know, we're all aware with the phenomenon called shock, okay? Someone is outside of a burning building or something, you know, and the building caught on fire and they had to get out, and they got out by the skin of their teeth, and they're sitting on the ground when the fire department comes, and the fireman comes up to the person, and they're unresponsive. They're awake, they're not asleep, they're not unconscious, but they're unresponsive. And you will hear the fireman say they're in shock. You know, get
right.
A blanket over here. They might wave their hand in front of their eyes and say, "Mary, Mary, Mary, you hear me? Mary, stay with me, okay?" Well, what's happened there is when something really traumatic happens, the un- and subconscious mind take over completely in order to ensure survival. And that's an extreme version of fight or flight.
It's
to save your life in the present moment, okay? And so once that lady or gentleman is out of the burning building, you know, it won't tend to happen until they're out of harm's way. But once they're out of harm's way, they will tend to go into shock. Well, most people think that you're either in shock or you're not in shock. I don't believe that's true, and I don't believe that's what the evidence shows from the research. I believe that we're on a wide continuum of shock, from total shock, like that lady that the fireman's talking to just having a memory reactivated that kicks in your fight or flight, or what's more commonly called stress response, okay? So
yeah.
What it is, whether it's shock or whether it's just becoming angry when you really don't need to be angry, is that you are reliving a memory that you have that has been reactivated by your current situation. Okay, now let me give you an example of that, and just holler whenever you need to go to a break or something.
Yeah, I think let's go to a break, because I want to go to a break, and I want to make sure we get this complete example, because there's a wide range of this, right? Let's talk about the millions of people that have just gone through something that we call in this country job loss,
right.
Home loss, all of that. When we come back, Dr. Alex Lloyd is going to be walking us through this. Guess what, folks? Memories and disease. Is there a connection? And if so, what the heck can we do about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Would you like to be uplifted and inspired on a daily basis and give your heart a voice to express itself? 2012 is set to be a year of exciting possibilities. Wouldn't it be great if you could create a morning ritual that allows you to stop for a moment and simply take a deep breath and observe the beauty of your surroundings? Start each day with an intention and pick one of our 365 messages of gratitude and let it connect you to your heart. And then watch with amazement how relevant the message is for the day. For a night ritual, write your experiences on our gratitude journal and watch the life of your dreams unfold right before your eyes. Offer yourself these gifts of gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Alex Lloyd joining me here today. We're going to give you a lot of information in a minute about the healing codes. Right now, though, we're making, as I like to say, we're connecting the dots. Disease and memories, what are the implications? You know, what are the connections? How do we learn about this? And then the honest truth about what the heck can we do about it? You know, up until recently, and I say recently in the scheme of things, we haven't really had a lot of information about this. You know, information that people can then use to help others heal themselves. Now, that's all changed thanks to Dr. Alex Lloyd. Dr. Alex, thank you for joining us here today. Let's get into those examples. And then, you know, this is a great way for us to really weave, you know, this beautiful tapestry of healing.
Sure. This is a rather extreme example, but this happens all the time in ways that are not as extreme. We had someone come to us, and their life was just being ruined. Every day, they would just have their buttons pushed all day, every day. You know that thing when your buttons get pushed and you feel...
Yeah.
You feel stressed, you feel angry, you feel irritated, you feel... off balance, you know, all that stuff. Well, this gentleman, man, that was happening in a big way, and it started almost as soon as he got up, and he was ticking off everybody at work because of it. He couldn't seem to progress in his career. He had all these little nagging health things, and I mean, it stumped me for a good while, and this is what I do all the time. And here's what we found, Dr. Pat. When he was younger, one of the most painful memories that he had was a situation that occurred, and I don't remember all the specifics of it, but as an adult, it wasn't one of those things that you would say, oh, yeah, man, that would be really traumatic. But it was for him. He was a child when it happened, and it was really scary, very fearful, et cetera. And here's the deal. What we figured out is that the color yellow is what was punching his buttons all day as an adult. And every time he saw the color yellow, he felt fear, anxiety, stress, worry, anger, frustration, low self-worth. I mean, the whole gamut. His blood pressure would go up. His pulse rate would go up. He'd start sweating. He would become confused, couldn't do his work to his intellectual ability. And it went back to this early memory where the person who was kind of the perpetrator person had on a yellow shirt.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And now, as an adult, did he ever connect the dots on that? No way. Never came anywhere close to connecting the dots, and we never do. I mean, when something happens to you and all of a sudden you're angry or ticked off or worried or have anxiety, you don't sit there and say, oh, I wonder if this is something from when I was 5 or 6 or 8 or 12 and it's a memory that's being reactivated in me. We don't think that way. We think, Well, what's happening right now in my life that's making me angry? Okay? And we blame it on what's happening in our circumstances right now. Problem is, that is almost never, I would say 1% or less, as far as what's really happening. That it's not your current circumstances. It is your programming, your underlying programming, and your memories make up that programming. Okay?
You know,
so
Dr.
what we did, we went back to that memory, healed the memory, which is what Healing Codes does. It's the only thing it does. And from that time on, Yella no longer punched his buttons. Well, what was the result of that? His health problems went away. He got a huge promotion at work and has been continuing that ever since. Now he's a very wealthy man. His relationships got immediately better. And all from that little bitty tiny thing of somebody wearing a yellow shirt 35 years ago in a memory that a lot of people wouldn't even call a trauma if they knew what it was. But it was to him. Now, if you think about that very long, your head starts to spin, and you start to feel like, oh, well, good cow. If what this guy from Tennessee is saying right now is true, then it's hopeless. How am I ever going to find my yellow shirt memory? Good grief. It's a lost cause. Well, that's why the news is so wonderful. And that's why they've had me on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, PBS. And by the way, those are not infomercials or any kind of commercials. Those were news programs where they were interviewing me, holding up the book or the package and saying, okay, folks, this is a new way to do it. Start finding and healing your source issues. Because what the healing codes do is they find those memories, your yellow shirt memories, and fix them automatically. And even if they're unconscious, even if you have no conscious memory, now this gentleman did have a conscious memory once we found it, but even if you don't have a conscious memory, you have a mechanism in your body that when it's turned on, it will find those memories and it will neutralize the destructive signals it's given out, the anger, the fear, the sadness, the whatever it is.
Yeah. So what we're also saying then is, I mean, there are memories that go beyond what we actually can remember in our conscious mind. I mean, things that may have happened to us as children, babies, infants.
That's the majority of them.
Exactly. And a lot of times we don't remember memories, especially if we talk about, you know, people that are serving abroad and are in the wars. And there's a memory that happens that, you know, we have pretty good coping mechanisms to block things out, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's part of, you know, the repressed memory, which is so very common. That's another mechanism of the body to protect you, because your unconscious mind makes a determination. Okay, if Dr. Pat has to think about this painful thing all the time, she's not going to be able to become Dr. Pat. So we're just going to lock that away where she can't think about it, and that way she'll be able to become Dr. Pat. Well, you know, that sounds really good, and there is a good place for that, but there comes a time where we need to deal with that stuff, or it becomes like garbage in the basement, and all of a sudden there's rats and roaches running everywhere. And believe me, you don't want the rats and roaches that run around in your mind related to those memories that are locked away. You need to fix them.
Well, this is really part of the conversation I want to talk about when we come back. You know, how do we move beyond, Dr. Alex, the stigma in our society these days? And what I mean by that is, how do we move beyond, you know, a model that perhaps we've created around psychological and mental health that really needs to have a different paradigm? How do we shift the paradigm? What is it about what we've learned from your work and the folks you're working with, that will be able to really zoom in and have people heal themselves all over the world. And when we come back, we're going to link the connection to these memories and disease. How does this work?
Right.
I mean, how does our body shut down because our mind is subconsciously or consciously thinking of the color yellow? Let's take a short break, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more, a free giveaway is available, the Heart Issues Finder. Just go to the website, thehealingcodes.com, thehealingcodes.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Welcome back, everyone. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. We've got a free giveaway for everybody out there. If you simply go to thehealingcodes.com, you're going to find the Heart Issues Finder. It's free. But you can get your own healing codes. Find out how your life can change, how you can heal yourself, as so many others have, by going to dralexhealingcodes.com. Dr. Alex. HealingCodes.com. So how do we get from the color yellow to a diagnosis such as fibromyalgia? How do we go from yellow to rheumatoid arthritis, Dr. Alex? I mean, you know, is this a clear connection, and how does this all work? And then the next question is, can we actually cure something like a fibromyalgia by getting back into that memory?
Yes, there is a clear connection. If you want to think of it this way, you can think of the steps to either your problems or your prosperity in four steps. And the traditional medical model, the traditional medical model usually only addresses the last couple. And the steps are number one, your underlying programming, and that includes your subconscious, and we can talk more about that, but your underlying programming. Number two, stress. From your underlying programming either comes stress or the opposite of stress, which is to stay in physiological and mental peace, okay? From stress, if you go the stress side, from stress, you under continual stress, you break first at your weakest link. And in standard medicine for many years, they've had what is called the weak link theory, and every medical doctor I know of agrees with it. And that's simply that you break at your weakest link first under stress. Now, for some people, that's cancer. For some people, it's anxiety. For some people, it's that their career falls off the cliff. It's different in everybody. But you will break at your weakest link. And then once you have one break, you're much more likely to have a second break, and then a third, and then a fourth, and before you know it, you're in a stress cascade, and you're in big, big trouble, because all the momentum is going toward death, disease, et cetera. And then that's the last step, is your symptoms once the weak link breaks, which is the first thing we tend to notice. Is okay, my stomach hurts, or I've got headaches a lot, or whatever it is, okay? Now, most people only look at symptoms. And if you go into your medical doctor and something's not right and they run all the tests, the medical doctor, and I'm not anti-medical doctor. I've got some great friends that are medical doctor. The co-author of my book is a medical doctor. But I do think that some of them are kind of stuck in an old pattern, all right? But the medical doctor is likely to tell you, you know, Alex, I'm very sorry to tell you, we ran the test, and then they usually look down at their shoes and say, you've got cancer, okay? Well, right. If you ask the doctor, okay, you know, once you recover, where did this come from? The most typical answer is we don't know. It could be a lot of things. And they may say genetics. They may say stress, all right? So that if they say stress, that means they're willing to explore that next level, which is that stress causes you to break at your weakest link. They know you're broken because they have evidence you have cancer. So some will go there. Almost none of them will go to the programming. Now, there's a few these days. Dr. Oz really has started a paradigm shift when in 2007 he wrote in his number one New York Times best-selling book, You, and said it on the Oprah Show Live, that energy medicine is the next big frontier in medicine. He said in the future, it's not going to be about your chemicals. It's not going to be about the physical part of the body. It's going to be about energy. And that shouldn't be any surprise to us, Dr. Pat, because it was right. 1925 when Albert Einstein discovered that everything boils down to energy, and that's called the theory of relativity, all right? Well, that's just the working out of the theory of relativity related to specific issues in your life, like cancer, heart disease, or your job, or whatever, all right? We just thought, oh, you know, theory of relativity, yeah, that's true, but it doesn't apply that specifically to my health. Yeah. Well, baloney, it doesn't. I mean, all the research is showing it absolutely does. In fact, that's where it comes from. That's the origination point. And the energy is in the form of our memories, okay? They've cut out every part of the brain trying to see, okay, where are the memories? And the memories were always still there. And that's why they started calling them cellular memories, because now we know they're not in the brain. They're in cells all over the body and even in the energy field around those cells, so that you literally can't get rid of them. They're everywhere. And those memories are what cause us to make sense of everything in our life. And it happens automatically. We have something in our life happen, like the gentleman I worked with who saw the color yellow.
Right.
And we have an automatic and instantaneous reaction to that based on our programming. So for that, for me, yellow is one of my favorite colors. So for me, yellow is, ooh, feel good. For that gentleman, it was yellow panic. And now, of course, he didn't think it was about yellow. He thought it was about what was happening in his life at that moment. Only it didn't make sense because it was happening in all different situations. But the memory gives off a destructive energy pattern, and it acts like a radio station, sending out anger to your cells, causing them to close and go into disease mode, and to the hypothalamus in your brain, which turns on the stress switch, all right? Then you're in stress, okay? Stress does five things. It suppresses your immune system, makes you sick, dumbs you down, drains your energy, causes you to come at whatever you're doing from a negative perspective, and causes you to fail. And under enough stress for enough time, you're going to break somewhere in a really significant way. And then once that happens, you start to experience symptoms. And all of this, Dr. Pat, this is not news anymore. People in the know that this is true. They
yeah.
know it's true. The research is everywhere. Stanford, Harvard, Yale, it's everywhere. If we had more time, I would share a lot of those studies. But I think it's just going to take some time to play out. As any new kind of paradigm shift happens, there's resistance, and then there's fights, and then there's rock throwing and name calling. But eventually, when the results are there, people start to accept it. One of the most famous examples of that was Dr. Philippe Semmelweis, who was a medical doctor in Switzerland, I believe, in the 17th century. And he delivered a lot of babies. And at that time and in that area, there was a very high death rate among newly delivered babies. Well, the death rate of his babies was far less than anyone else's, and it was very consistent. It happened every time, all the time. And of course, people caught notice of that because they didn't want their babies to die. So let's go to this doctor. For whatever reason, babies don't die with this doctor. Well, I'm sure you know who this man is, but you know what he was doing? If you're listening to this, you know the only thing different that he was doing, he believed that there were invisible germs on your hands from delivering a baby, and so that and those germs could harm the next baby. So he believed that you should wash your hands between deliveries and before interacting with a patient in order to get the germs off your hands. And he was absolutely run out of the medical profession. He was called a heretic because of that belief that he had.
So, I could only imagine what might have happened to somebody like that. I mean, it's not that you just get run out of town. You know, your entire reputation gets and honestly, today, we have all of these hand cleaners everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, isn't this such an interesting turn of events, though?
But that has happened with virtually every paradigm shift in history, and so we shouldn't expect this one to be any different. But what I would say is you can be on the positive side of that. The way we know it's going to be 20 years from now, you can be there now and get all this benefit for the next 20 years before everybody's doing it. And that's what I would like to see for, you know, every single person listening.
Well, you know, and let's talk about results, because I think this is, when we come back from break, I want to really spend the entire next segment on results. You know, some of the people, like our friend that made that connection between the color yellow and otherwise, some of the folks that have made the connection through some of their deepest memories, some of the illnesses that have gone on in their lives, and some of what their lives are like now. You know, Dr. Alex Lloyd is my very special guest. When he was on last time, we talked about what's going on in Germany. Maybe we can get an update as well. The healing codes, absolutely phenomenal, being now used worldwide. When we come back, we'll give you some additional information on how you can tap in to these healing codes. And we'll talk about some of the very amazing, some people call miraculous, changes in individuals' health. We'll be right back.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
And it was all yellow.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, for more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Dr. Alex Lloyd joining us here today, the author of The Healing Codes and the Healing Codes program as well. Dr. Alex, thanks for joining us here today. You know, we've talked about a lot, but, you know, this is the real connection. How do we go from memories to perfect health? And I know you've been doing work all over the world. I know there are some things going on in Germany that are really shining some light on this. So why don't you give us a rundown, or an update, rather, on what some of these cases are like and how people have changed their lives.
Yeah, you know, I think one reason, Dr. Pat, that people are skeptical is because, you know, they hear something that sounds similar to the things that we're saying today, and then they spend their hard-earned money, they try it for a period of time, and it doesn't deliver. And I come out of that place, too. I mean, I don't know how I'd spent six figures on other things trying to help my wife's depression, which is kind of where all this stuff came out of. The Healing Codes is not like that at all. I'll give you an example. I was invited to speak at a big international health conference in Mexico. Thousands of people there from all over the world. And they said, before I came, they said, hey, you know, during I lectured every night, but they said, hey, during the day, if you're willing to, instead of just, you know, laying by the pool all day, what if we took appointments for you and you gave healing codes to people for whatever's bothering them, and then we would do a survey with them to see what had happened or not happened, and then, you know, if the results are favorable, you know, we could publish that or something, and that would be a cool little thing we could do. And I said, well, sure, I'll be happy to do that. I found out later that no one else had ever accepted that because they knew it wasn't going to work very well, okay, and would hurt their sales. But I said, well, sure. And so got back home and got a letter from them. This is in the book. And the doctor who had invited me said, you know, you did a good job, thanks. But what I wanted to let you know is that 142, they took appointments for 142 people over 3 days. Those were really busy days. And she said 142 out of 142 that you gave those codes to, self-reported, this is not us saying it, that the biggest issue in their life had gone to zero with one code within a few minutes' time. And you just don't see things like that in this field. And I think the reason is this is not something external that we're trying to get to work on the body. We're just turning on something that's already inside us that's a mechanism that automatically does that. It automatically finds these memories that are toxic, that are like little computer viruses inside of you, and neutralizes them, okay? So the kind of things that happen from that, one of the most famous doctors on the planet, Dr. Ben Johnson, he's the only medical doctor in the book and movie The Secret. Travels all over the world lecturing. He was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, by two different doctors. He got a second opinion, which was the same. Started doing the healing codes in less than 2 months. He was completely symptom-free. He had had it already for over a year and was having profound symptoms, and all of them went away, and he was symptom-free in about 2 months. When that happened, he was the director of a cancer clinic in Atlanta. He resigned from the cancer clinic and started traveling around telling people that story and about the healing codes. One of my favorite stories is Christopher Ryan, who was 12 when his mother called me and said, "We're desperate. Can you help?" She said that Christopher was diagnosed with chronic leukemia at 6 months old. He had had 12 years of surgeries, medications, you name it. They were going back to St. Jude's in 12 days. And we're going to start this stuff all over again because the cancer had come back with a fury. In 12 days of doing the healing codes, he was completely symptom-free. They went to St. Jude's anyway, because you don't want to mess with that stuff, and did all the tests, which confirmed it was completely gone and has been ever since. I mean, there's people all over the world who've healed, who've sent in their healing stories from all types of cancers, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, MS, anxiety, I mean, poison ivy, stomach aches, you name it. I mean, a gentleman recently is a day trader. He'd been able to make other people millionaires, but not himself. He did this for his success issues, to eliminate the blocks he had for succeeding, which is also based in your memories. And in a very short period of time, he called me. He said, "I just wanted you to know I'm a millionaire. I've now been able to do it with my money, not just my clients." It's basically whatever's wrong. But the thing that's really important that everybody understands, Dr. Pat, is there is no healing code for Lou Gehrig's disease or cancer or any of those. Every healing code are for these underlying, they're really spiritual issues. The first time I ever saw them was written by Solomon in ancient manuscripts more than 3,000 years ago, and Solomon called them the issues of the heart. Now, modern medical schools are calling them cellular memories, but it's really spiritual issues, issues of unforgiveness and self-worth and things like that. But every code, that's what the codes are for, is to find and heal those issues, even if you don't know about them, to find even the ones you don't know about and neutralize them. And when that happens, the stress goes away. When the stress goes away, you're not going to break anymore, and when you don't break, there's no symptoms. So that's how it works.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Dr. Alex, thank you so much for sharing those examples. I know we've done a number of these before. I wanted to ask you, what do you think the greatest challenges are for people to actually healing themselves? What do you think is happening not only in this country but also worldwide? What are the greatest challenges?
Well, I think one of them is education. This is a new paradigm, and everybody, when they first hear about it, is you know, raises their eyebrows a little bit. So I think it's education. Some of it is the strength, the financial strength and power of the opposing people who are all about medication and drugs, and I think there's a time for medication and drugs, but that does not address the source. That doesn't address your programming and the memories. We were just approached a couple of months ago by World Vision, the charity that is everywhere, and they asked us if we would be interested in doing a not-for-profit, of joining hands with them to set up programs for people who can't afford it at, for free. I was just tickled to death. I mean, I've been personally supporting World Vision for years. So for them
they're great.
Call us was awesome. So now we're joining hands with them to help people for free who are impoverished. We set up a program years ago in third world countries to help those people for free. So I think it's a matter of just education and people seeing results. When somebody sees results in a friend, all of a sudden they're willing to try it.
Exactly.
Because they want that too. So we're just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other and help as many as we can. And thank you for helping us. You're helping us tremendously by helping us get the word out, Dr. Pat.
Well, it's my pleasure. Dr. Alex, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's been great chatting with you. Give out your website again. Let people know how to find out more about you, get a copy of the book.
Well, you gave it out a minute ago. I'm not sure if I have that particular one. Dr. Alex something.
Let me make sure that I give that out. For those of you that want to find out more about Dr. Alex, you can get a copy of the Healing Codes. You can get the free download at thehealingcodes.com. If you want to find out more about the actual Healing Codes program, you can go to dralexhealingcodes.com. Thank you, Dr. Alex. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Mary Jane Mack coming up next. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.